the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys. This is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Our DM is where all the weird lives.
Time once again for the DM Deep Dive. Love this part of the show.
Hey, Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
George says, hey, Maria, I was wondering what you guys thought about Christmas shopping as a first date. It's hard to find acceptable first date plans, and I thought this might be a good one.
No, that's lame. Try again, George. You're not getting to know the person. Right? That person at the end of the day is just being your assistant.
And you're going to spend all your time talking about your family.
Yeah. Like your family, your friends.
Yeah. And unless they have stuff to buy too, like I will say this, like I don't know. I was going to say like rapping might be fun, but then it's not a first date because you got to go to somebody's house and stuff like that. But no, don't suggest going Christmas shopping on a first date. Like don't take somebody who you're trying to impress to a mall and not buy them anything.
Yeah. Terrible idea, right, Maria?
Like, and also they're gonna see if you have good taste or bad taste. They're gonna see if you buy the cheap version of something that they feel that you should be buying the more expensive version of something. You're too vulnerable when you take somebody shopping on a first date.
Maria, you and your boyfriend Louis, you just celebrated your three-year dating anniversary, right? Yeah. So in and around the holiday season, what would have gone through your mind if Louis had said to you on a first date, hey, let's go to the mall. I got to do some shopping for my family and my friends.
I would have been like, there's zero thought into this and I'm just going along for the ride.
Like I wouldn't
You would actually go still.
I don't know. I don't know if I'd go. I feel like I'm also someone that's like, oh, okay, whatever. We'll see. Like I feel like that's just kind of me. I'm like, all right, whatever. Like I'm a very easygoing person that way. But I know at the back of my head, I'd be like, the hell?
I wouldn't even go grocery shopping with somebody on a first date.
Yeah, no, that's
because
weird.
You know what's going to happen is I'm going to be like, hey, let's do tacos. And they're going to walk over and get one of those prepackaged taco mix things.
Grocery shopping, I find, is a very, like, I don't know what the word is, but I like to go grocery shopping alone because it's a very sacred place, I find. Like, grocery shopping is like, you have a routine. And when you, like, it's.
And you want your own time there.
Yeah.
You don't want to feel rushed.
Yes.
Or judged.
That's why I go every day alone.
Yes.
Yeah. I love Catherine to death. I won't go grocery shopping with her at all. She doesn't bring a cart. She walks around like she's stealing things, arms full, falling on the floor, everything. And then when she sees me, she just literally throws things in the cart from 10 feet away. Yeah. I'm like, it's not an enjoyable experience.
Kobe.
At all. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So, George, first date Christmas shopping. Yes. Next DM, please, Maria.
Okay, Aaron says, what is everyone's favorite winter hobby? No grass for Boomer Roz.
Shut up. I have no winter hobbies.
Yeah, you don't have spring hobbies. You don't got summer hobbies.
I got spring hobbies. I got spring and fall hobbies. I just don't have winter hobbies. I don't like winter stuff. I don't enjoy it. I don't like doing any winter things. That like I never look forward to winter because I can suddenly do the thing that I can't do for the rest of the year. I don't have that.
Like skating and tobogganing is my thing. I enjoy that. Just because we got a 6-year-old home, right?
Yeah. Sure.
Like I enjoy doing that stuff.
Shem?
Bro, I like staying inside.
I'm with you. Damn it, Maury. No.
Drinking hot chocolate.
Do you not drink that hot chocolate any other time of the year?
No, only in the winter.
Yeah? Really, huh? I know people that drink hot chocolate all the time, man.
Well, they're crazy.
But that's it. You think that's a hobby? Drinking hot chocolate is a hobby.
We have
some lame-ass hot... People don't know what a hobby is.
Maria?
Okay, I wouldn't say, like, I don't go all the time, but I like to go snowboarding.
Uh-huh.
We used to go tobogganing a lot, but then my sister got into a freak accident tobogganing, so we don't do
what
it
happened?
Anymore. She broke her femur. She, like, snapped her leg in half. Yeah.
What'd she do? Crash into a tree?
Literally, she crashed into a tree stump and snapped her femur in half and had emergency surgery.
If you're tobogganing in a place with trees and you hit a tree and you break your leg, I wouldn't call that a freak accident.
Well, no, the tree, the stump
the
was like on the side. Like it was really icy and apparently the toboggan like went the wrong way. I don't know. Anyways. Poor girl had femur surgery.
Time for one more DM, please, Maria.
Here's, hi, guys. I want to know if Maria will go shot for shot tequila with me. She sounds like she can hold her own, and I want to see if her 27-year-old Greek can hold up with my 41-year-old Irish.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I don't know how to drink.
What was the wedding you went to?
I had 20 shots.
That's crazy. And then at Halloween, the party that you and Louie went to?
Where I wasn't supposed to drink. Yeah, I ended up drinking that.
Is tequila your thing?
Yeah, I love tequila.
Okay.
Tequila and gin. I like those the most.
The question is, though, will you drink with a 41-year-old stranger?
Yeah, you know, I feel like it'd be nice, it'd be fun.
Okay, then the answer is yes.
Anything for the drinks. Kara, hit up Maria in the DMs then. Plan that outing. All right, thank you everyone for all of your DMs. Keep them coming in because we love talking about them every day. Just submit them through any of the KISS social accounts. Maria gets them and brings them to the radio. Thank you, Maria.
Anytime.
Everybody!
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. When you have nothing to say, why do you always say it to us?
Here we go. Tom, once again, for the DM Deep Dive. These are the DMs that you are sending in to us every day on any of the KISS social accounts.
What do we got in the DMs today, Maria?
All right. Roz, Isabella says, hey, Maria, just curious, what positions are your relaxing positions when you're going to sleep? Are you a spooner or snore in your partner's ear or turn away to your sweet spot kind of sleeper? I'm a left side sleeper, no partner to snore in my ear. Thank God.
I always fall asleep on my back. But then like I wake up and sometimes I'm on my side, sometimes I'm on my stomach.
I can fall asleep in any position. Mm-hmm. Sitting up, whatever. Makes no difference to me. If I'm ready to go to sleep, I will just put my head on anything. Could be my own arm and I'm done. On days when I have to wake up for the show, I always sleep on the very, very edge of the bed. Catherine basically gets the entire bed to herself because I sleep on the very, very, very edge of the bed. On days when I have to get up for the show, I sleep facing my end table, so facing off the edge of the bed because that's where my phone is.
Yeah.
And I'm terrified of missing my alarm. On days when I don't have to wake up for the show, I sleep on the edge of the bed but facing Catherine.
Nice.
And then we'll just like, you know, cuddle or whatever. But if she's watching a show, I'll fall asleep on my back. Like, it doesn't matter how I fall asleep, but generally I'm on my right side, very edge of the bed with a teddy under my chin.
Maria?
I sleep in like a fetus position. I'm all curled up on my left side.
Some people call it fetal position, not fetus position.
I thought it was called fetus.
On your left side. And then which side of the bed do you sleep on? Like if you're standing at the edge of the bed, at the end of the bed, and you're looking towards the bed, what side are you on?
I kind of sleep in the center of my bed.
What happens when Louie's in the bed with you?
If we sleep in separate rooms.
Sorry, never mind.
No, honestly, I'm on the left side.
You're always on the left side.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you sleep on the left side in the fetus position.
But in the fetus position, on the left side.
Damn it, Maury, do you sleep differently on the couch on those nights or when you're in the bed with your husband?
In my mind. So in the bed, I am falling asleep on my right side, and on the couch, I fall asleep on my back.
On your back?
Yeah.
Did you sleep on the couch again last night?
Yeah.
Do you spend more time sleeping on the couch during the week than you do?
Well, I start in the bed. And then when Matthew comes in, it's changing of the guard.
Oh, so you go to bed before he does, and then when he comes into the bedroom, is like, room is mine, you're out.
And I stumble and I go to the couch.
That bed is treated like a tin can factory. It's like you guys do shifts.
Yeah.
Right? Like Matthew comes in, you punch out, go on the couch.
And Matthew and then Andy come into the bed and I leave.
Oh no. The dog. The dog takes her spot. From the time that Matthew walks into the bedroom to kick you out, how many hours have gone by? Like, how long are you in that bed before you got to get up and hit the couch?
3 hours.
And then how many hours are you on the couch?
Like 2 hours.
That's too long. No, that's the worst kind. That's the worst thing you can do to sleep.
Yeah.
That's the worst
thing. That sucks. Shem?
Man, I'm like a baby. I fall asleep on my stomach.
On your stomach?
Yeah,
that's
always.
The worst thing for you.
With no pillow.
No pillow?
Like on my head. I'll like cuddle a pillow.
Yeah.
But I won't, I don't like a pillow on my head.
You done time or something, Chef? That sounds like a habit you picked up in the joint.
Do you guys sleep with a lot of pillows?
No. Why? How many do you have, Maria? How many pillows you fall asleep with?
On my bed at all times when I'm sleeping, I have 5 pillows.
Oh my God.
5!
How many are under your head?
2.5.
I got 2 under my head.
See, yeah.
What? 2 in an arm. I slide my hand between 2 pillows.
I sandwich myself.
What do you mean?
So if I'm in the bed, there's a hard pillow below me, and then I put a soft pillow on top of my face.
A hard pillow below you, like under your head.
Under my head.
Yeah, okay. That's another way to say it.
And then I put a soft pillow on top of my face.
Yes.
To lock me in.
Yeah.
Oh.
When I nap on the couch, I line all the cushions down my body.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
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 You showed us pictures
of that. It's the best. Yes.
Next DM, please. Maria.
All right. Narissa says, hey, Maria, I have a DM deep dive question. If you're traveling, when do you pack for the travels? Scenario, 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, I'm staying in a tropical country. I'm leaving on Thursday, and I'm procrastinating packing.
You lay out your clothes 5 days before.
I usually pack like maybe 2-3 days before we have to leave.
Day before or day of, depending on when I'm traveling.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, depending. Not if I'm flying in the morning.
Uh-huh.
I won't do.
Yeah,
I won't
you do
day
it the night
of.
Before.
I'll do it the night before, but never. But it's never extended past 24 hours.
Before we get to your answer, Maria, I think I've said this on the show before. We have friends where they will, like, if they know that they're going on this trip, they will pack, or the wife will start packing like a month and a half beforehand.
Crazy.
Like, she already knows everything that they are taking with them. So she's like getting stuff for herself. She's getting stuff for the kids. Sometimes she packs stuff for her husband.
Right.
Like a month and a half early.
In my suitcase at all times, I have my full toiletry bag that is only for traveling. Oh. Where I have toothpaste, deodorant, toothbrush, extra hair product, all that stuff. It never leaves my suitcase.
But you know what's crazy is that, yes, you've traveled a lot for ET Canada when you worked there.
Yeah.
So that made sense, because at any given moment, you're given an assignment, you gotta pack and go, right?
Yeah.
But since leaving that, like, you don't travel. Like, the most you traveled was
my honeymoon.
Portugal.
Yeah.
The summertime, right? So why not just take all that stuff out?
Because I'm just used to it. I have nowhere else to put it.
Oh, I guess.
And I used to have luggage underpants.
Oh.
Where they would come out of the wash and they would go right back into the suitcase. Same with socks.
Yeah.
When I like fancy socks and all that stuff. So literally when I had to go, it was a suit, pair of jeans, 2 t-shirts, pair of shoes, out the door.
Huh. Maria?
It depends. Like when I used to go to Greece for like a month at a time, I would start packing like 2 weeks in advance.
2 weeks?
Because like I have outfits. Then if I bought things, I'd just put them right in my empty luggage and then they would stay there. If I'm going away for like a weekend, I'll probably start packing on like the Monday or the Tuesday.
Okay.
Because then, like, I know I'm going to forget things along the way, so I have to give myself time to forget them and then remember them. And then, yeah, so it works like that.
Yeah, I'll make a list. Thank you for all of your DMs. Keep them coming in. We love talking about them. We love reading them. These are the conversations that happen because of them. So keep them coming in through any of the KISS social accounts. Thank you for that, Maria.
Anytime.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
Time once again for the DM deep dive. Love, love, love this.
Maria, what do we got today?
Okay, Cyrus says, hey, Maria, can you ask the crew, what is everyone's favorite pastime? For example, if they had an hour or two just alone time without the kids or significant others involved, what leisure activity or fun thing would they do to kill time or for some pure pleasure?
Okay, hold on here. Guys, there's okay, we're not going down that road. All right?
Roz?
I don't do anything. I don't have like hobbies that I like do on my own. Like I will just sit
and do nothing?
Often.
Like you won't like not even scroll your phone or like watch
Maybe I'll like
watch something on Netflix or something. Yeah. Like watch a show.
No, very rarely would I do that alone. I mean, maybe like but I'll watch like a hockey game, maybe.
Yeah, go for a walk. No, you're not.
Walks.
Yeah, you're not that guy.
No, I'll go like in the kitchen and make some food or like prep something if we're doing dinner. But like I don't have hobbies. Like I wish I was a model maker. You know, where I could be like, oh my God, the family's gone. I got an hour to glue. Right?
Why don't you start that hobby?
Oh,
you're
gonna
be really good at it.
No.
Yeah, attention to detail and stuff.
No, like war soldiers and stuff like this. And I'm down in the basement with smoke bombs that I made. right? No. I'm not that kind of guy. I wish I had those kind of hobbies, right? I wish I did.
Like, but build your own, like, Lego city.
Yeah. Right? Like, I wish I was into that stuff. We bought a PlayStation because I thought, hey, listen, this would be great. I played the PlayStation for, like, a week, and I haven't touched it since.
Oh. Really?
No.
Oh, my God.
I will over the holidays.
Yeah.
But I thought this was going to be a thing that I'd be able to, like, work into my world when the girls are gone. Like, hey, we got to go shopping. We'll be back in an hour. And I'm like, oh, I could get a, you know, an hour of,
gameplay or whatever. Gameplay. Yeah.
Nah, I didn't.
Nothing.
No.
Damn.
No.
Damn it, Maury, you got an hour.
I often will organize my stamp collection.
Uh-huh.
Or every other day I watch the same BBC documentary on Andy Warhol every week.
Who unorganizes your stamp collection?
No, but sometimes my first day covers need to be put in order, or I'll just flip through and look at them and stuff like that. And there's like a pile of stamps from when I was a kid I have to still put in the binder.
Wow. All right. That sounds emotional.
Yeah.
I'm more likely to like watch something on YouTube or a documentary. And if not, I just chill, man.
Yeah.
I like sitting. Yeah. I'm with you.
I'll bake banana bread. I did that the other day.
Yum.
Yeah, there you go.
Maria?
Yeah. I'll either go to the gym or I'll watch TV because I never get to do that. Watch a lot of Netflix and scroll on TikTok, but that was an obvious one. Anyways.
Next DM, please, Maria.
All right, Steven says, question for everyone but Mocha. He says he's a hothead and snaps quickly. Have any of you ever seen Mocha rage?
Yep.
When?
Several times.
When?
Once at a taxi cab and several times at me.
I've never raged at you.
Then what would you call it?
That's not rage, bro.
But the taxi cab one was rage. Where you reached in and you took his license?
Oh, yeah, his ID. No, because, listen.
I want to hear this one.
It was after a night out at the club, and we were all drinking, and nobody wanted to drive. So we flagged down a cab, and we were getting in, and the cabbie said, where are you guys going? And we said, and the fare wasn't far enough, and he kicked us all out. And as I started yelling at him, and then I took his badge, the little Velcro thing off the dashboard, and I took a picture of it, and then I called the taxi company. And I was like, yo, here's what your man did. And then I threw back the thing.
So is that rage, do you think? To you, is that rage, Mocha?
That's not rage.
That's not rage.
No,
I don't think that that's rage.
But I've expressed my opinion and my concern.
But I've never seen you.
That time I yelled at our mom at that meeting, like last year or a year and a half ago. Remember we were like on that Teams meeting or Zoom?
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't call that rage.
That's not right.
No.
He
rage?
Would. I think he would. I think he's like Maury in the sense that Maury claims to have seen you rage, where I doubt that that was actual rage. But to Maury, it felt very much like rage.
Uh-huh.
And I think that our boss, yes, I would say that if you asked him if he's seen you rage, he would like definitely.
Pinpoint that moment?
Definitely. Definitely pinpoint that moment.
Has Jenna seen you rage?
Oh, Jenna seen me rage. Never at her, but just about
That's
stuff
what I mean. Yeah.
In general. Yeah. Time for one more DM, please, Maria.
Okay, Deb says, does Roz still hate the scroll paper Catherine uses to write lists on?
Oh my God. We had this giant brown roll of paper right by the front door, and it's a contraption. It has a like a metal thing that sticks to the wall and then another cutter on the bottom that it goes through, and you can tear it off when you're done. And she would just write things that we needed, right? Toilet paper and whatever else. And I'm like, this doesn't help me because I have to then leave, right? And take a picture of it on my phone.
Yeah.
And if I don't take a picture of it on my phone, I'm like, it's the most inconvenient way to keep a family list thing
Can't
going.
Can't you rip it off and bring it with you?
The big giant thing?
You live inside of a butcher shop.
Yeah, like I'm the town crier or something, right? Like I walk
I
in
to see that in the grocery
flowing
store.
Flowing behind me like a Disney character.
So is the scroll still there?
So the scroll is still there. It is not used anymore for groceries.
Do you pack fish with it?
Yeah. No, now we have a shared doc that we use. Notes. Is it notes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? She just updated it today. Mm-hmm. So I know what I'm picking up, but this is what it looks like. It's just all of our stuff.
Yeah.
And then she adds to it, and I go to the grocery store and I just check things off.
Yeah.
Very efficient.
Uh-huh.
It's very
Mocha
efficient.
Has told you about that for years.
Yeah. Do you remember? You obviously don't, because when you brought up the same thing about the scroll. And your hatred for the scroll, and there has to be a more efficient way. and how when I brought up, why don't you use the Notes app? And you would say, what the hell is that? Okay. Why am I going to use that?
Okay, but hold on here. So I don't know how to add anything to the list. I just know how to buy things and then click the little circle.
You don't know how to type, bro?
There's literally an edit button at the top.
No, I'll screw the whole thing up. I will screw up our system. And so far for the last 3 months, our system has been flawless. Flawless.
Welcome
right?
to life.
I'm happy to go and buy the stuff. She updates the list with the stuff we need.
Thank you, everybody, for all of your DMs. We love reading them. We love talking about them. So keep them coming in. Thank you, Maria.
Anytime.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
Here we go, DM Deep Dive time, y'all.
Woo-hoo. Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right, Carlos says, hey, Maria, congratulations on joining the show. Thank you. Question for the room. Do any of you guys let your pets sleep in the bed with you?
As Thoughts? Many cats as I can put in it.
Yes, both of our dogs sleep in the bed with us. They're like in the bed, and then at times they hop off the bed and disturbs everyone, and then they right back up in the bed.
We have one cat that's a Siberian, and she's like that. Like, she only finds, all the other cats will find the hottest spot in the house and just stay there and sleep. But the Siberian finds the coldest spots. And so she sleeps on the bottom of the bare cold bathtub.
Yeah.
That's her favorite spot in the world, is just on the freezing cold bare bathtub.
Maria, your dog?
Yeah, Romeo will jump in the bed, but like he has his bed beside my bed. So throughout the night, he'll like go to his bed and then he'll come back and then he gets hot and then he'll go back to his bed.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, he hops around.
And then damn it, Maury. Well, we know Andy sleeps in your spot when you get kicked out to go to the couch.
And if I'm there, Andy will sleep between Matthew and I on his back with his legs spread.
You could have just said the dog sleeps in between y'all. That would have been fine. Next DM, please, Maria.
All right, Lenny says, a question for Roz and Mocha. What is your stance on screen time for your kids? Similar to Mocha, I have a 6-year-old, and we try to give screen time 1 to 2 hours a day only on weekends. Thank you, an amazing show.
That's a strict household right there. My kid is different than Mocha's kid because my kid is 13, so she pretty much just manages her own screen time. Like, I am now at the position where last night she was doing homework and I desperately wanted to watch this show that we were watching. And I was like walking up to her, like tapping my watch, being like, yo, finish up the homework.
Bro.
Come on, you've been doing it for 2 hours now.
That's like,
let's get some screen time in before bed.
That's the opposite for us. I'm tapping my watch, being like, it's bath time, Cruz. Not while he's watching television, but like just in general, right? We don't have like TV on or any iPads or any phones like when we're sitting down to eat. Like, we eat at the table.
Yes.
Right? Yep. So there's none of that. And when he comes home from school, honestly, he just wants to go and play with his toys. He wants to build Lego. He has these magnet tiles that he likes to use to build stuff. He plays with his Hot Wheels.
Catherine had notions before, like when Rox was young, of like, you know, suddenly transitioning to a TV-free home, right?
Yeah.
She thought it would be great. It's just, and I'm like, it's not going to happen. I like it too much.
Yeah.
I like watching I like watching hockey. I love watching movies. I like all that stuff. Like, I get great enjoyment out of it. That's how I grew up, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I really see the enjoyment in all of that. But she was like, oh, maybe we should get rid of the television. Wouldn't it be great to just have, she'd be reading like Gwyneth Paltrow stories. You know, they don't have a TV. And I'm just, it's not going to happen with me, right?
Yeah.
It's just like, it's just,
if you
not,
don't want to watch, don't
not,
watch.
Don't watch.
Now, don't get me wrong. Like, early on in Cruz's life, the only way we can get him to eat is if he had an iPad in front of him.
Right. And you don't want to starve the kid.
Right. And you don't want to starve. And he would eat everything on his plate. And then at one point it was just like, okay, well, like, what are we doing here? Right. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to have him at the table watching an iPad the entire time.
Yeah.
So we slowly took that away. And now it doesn't bother him. He doesn't ask for it. He's like barely on the iPad, to be honest with you.
Yeah. It's tough. But when they get to a certain age, she manages her own screen time.
Yeah.
Like Rox. Like, it's not up to me anymore. It's up to her.
Next DM, please, Maria.
All right, Tanvir says, question for the group. Curious what made them choose to move to their current homes and neighborhoods. For example, I know Mocha used to live in Woodbridge, my hometown. What made him move to Aurora? And what is Maury's condo search like, and how did he choose his current spot? And for Roz, I know you talked about your home in your book, but curious to hear more about what your experience was like living there and has been like moving to your new neighborhood now and how it's changed over the years.
Let's start with Dammit Maury, because because your hunt for this condo was actually featured on an episode of Property Virgins, right?
That's right, on HGTV. Yeah. So we, oh my God, the first place we were shown, an earthquake happened while we were in there. Like the walls were shaking and everything. Fun story. Guess you had to be there.
yeah. Okay.
But we never wanted to live down.
So you didn't put an offer in on that place, obviously.
No. Okay. We never wanted to live down where we are now until the real estate agent showed it to us, and we didn't think we could afford it because the immaculate lobby and stuff. But it was like the best thing ever that he took us out of our comfort zone and showed us right down where we are.
So if you were curious, because we know we play a lot of the damn it stuff on the show, right? Of them bickering and their relationship. If you watch their episode of Property Virgins, if you can find it, it's the exact same thing, mm-hmm. but only over the top because there's cameras there.
Okay.
Like,
do it.
There's one part where I guess they didn't get a place that they really wanted and super overacting. Where like Maury's walking away. Hold on, let me see. Is it on YouTube, Maury?
Yeah, Property Virgins Maury.
No, it's not. Is that what it's called?
That's what they labeled it, yeah.
Hold on here. Let me just see. Oh, yeah, Maury and Matthew. It's the first thing that comes up.
Yeah.
What Matthew wants, Matthew gets.
My wish list is definitely modern, move-in ready.
Hardwood floors.
Stainless steel appliances.
Minimum two bedrooms.
Two washrooms.
A walk-in closet would be divine.
And of course, location, 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 location.
Maury and Matthew have been pre-approved for $410,000. Oh, so look at that. Down payment of $20,000.
Scroll to the end. Get to the restaurant scene.
I'm trying. I can't find it. Oh my God. You know what's so funny?
Presented, what? I'll let you know.
Is, you know when you go to YouTube where it's like the most watched part where you see the thing spike? It's that part. Yeah. Okay. So you guys are in the restaurant. And she's about to tell you that you didn't get the place, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here we go.
Such bad news, I don't even know how to break it to you gently. So I'm just going to tell you, they've decided not to sell the unit at all.
Is that even allowed?
Oh, they can do whatever they want because you don't have a signed deal.
Well, that totally sucks for us.
Disappointing, to say the least. I didn't even get a chance to present this offer.
We looked around at this place. We loved it. It was like we actually felt like home.
It felt like home.
But if you have faith in me, I promise you, we will find a great place.
And then we found us this. I'm sure you can find this even better. I was already moved in. I was already placing and imagining furniture in my head. And we can't let it discourage us. I mean, we have to just keep on business.
I'm not ready.
Oh.
After the shock of this incident,
I'm not ready.
Literally, Maury walks away from Matthew. Like, so angry. This is the worst acting I've ever seen in my life.
Thank you for all of your DMs. This was a lot of fun. Thank you
for
that, Maria.
I'm not ready.
I'm not ready. You'll be ready again tomorrow when we do the DM deep dive again. Thank you, Maria.
Anytime.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. Things get weird in 3, 2, 1.
DM deep dive time, y'all. Here we go. These are the DMs that you are sending in to us. Let's see what y'all are saying.
What do we got today, Maria?
All right. Today, Mo wants to know, where did everyone fit into high school? Preps, jocks, brainers, cool kids, etc.
You talked about this in your book, Roz.
Yeah, I was a skid, but I didn't do drugs. Like, just like a rock and roll kid. Like, play guitar, was in bands, had banged my head, like all that stuff. But a lot of my friends were like preps because my high school was very small. So everybody kind of had to like be friends with everybody. But I was definitely like a long herd, tight jeans, rock and roll skid. Like if it was Stranger Things, I would have like hung out with Eddie and his friends.
Oh, there you go.
Right?
Yeah. Maria, what about you?
I feel like I didn't really like fit into a category because I was there for the arts program. So I had like my arts friends, but I would hang out with all like everybody else that we were friends with. So like, who weren't in the arts program. So I don't really know. I don't know. I was just kind of friends with everybody.
All right.
Yeah.
Shem?
I went to 3 different high schools, so I got 3 different experiences.
Did you go to juvie at some point? You had to restart at a whole new high school?
No.
No?
Where nobody knew him.
No, my middle school went from 7 to 9, which is kind of strange.
Oh, wow.
So my grade 9 year, I was actually at the top of the sort of food chain as opposed to the bottom.
Gotcha.
So very popular in grade 9. First, that was my second valedictorian. Shout out to me.
Okay.
The grade 10, the worst year of my life. I was bullied, picked on, all that stuff.
Oh.
Grade 11 and 12, back to the top. And third class valedictorian. So
wow.
Popular kid.
Nice. Wow. Okay. Yeah, so Shem was the popular kid. Damn it, Maury.
I don't know. I didn't have many friends, and I kind of just sat in the hall and had lunch. But interestingly enough, I went back recently to my high school and I got the yearbooks I was missing, and it reminded me that in my grade 9 year, mm-hmm. I somehow snuck into every photo of every club wearing like the same pose, same sweatshirt. So I was in the cross country ski team, according to the yearbook, the debate team.
But you were never on those teams? You
no,
just snuck into
I
the
just
pictures?
Snuck into the
that
pictures.
Is the most Maury thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, look at me, look at me.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh like, my goodness.
No wonder you ate alone. No offense. You know what I mean?
Piss off everybody else. Yes. All the other groups.
Stop that, pissing people off.
Yearbook comes out at the end of the year. They're like, who the hell is this guy?
Yes. But I had two friends, Carlos Mendez and Luke Fair.
Right. Carlos and Luke.
All right. Next DM, please. Maria.
All right. Jessica says, I'm a huge Friends fan. And in season one, Chandler gets stuck in an ATM vestibule with Jill Goodacre during a blackout. Who would each of you want to be stuck with if you could pick, and why? Thank you so much for all of you guys making me laugh every day.
Like on the show or anyone?
Anyone.
Anyone.
I think he means like anyone.
That's so random.
Jenna.
Also Jenna. No, I'm kidding. yeah, like either Catherine or my kid. I think that. Actually, no. You know what? Because I wouldn't want one of them to be stuck with me now that I think about it.
Why?
Right? Because I'm fine to be stuck. Like, I would probably say, like, I mean, realistically, I think that I'd have probably the best time with Shem.
Facts, man.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, just sitting, just, you could sing, like, you know, all this stuff, right? Like,
oh, wow.
You know, I think that
he
I'd
needs
be,
you for entertainment.
Yeah, no.
Bro, watch what you say. That's not a good look in 2023.
Dance for me, boy.
You know what, Shem? I feel like listening to a song right now.
Press play.
Is it more racist if after every song I take a withdrawal out of the ATM and pay you? Is that more? I don't know if that's more racist or less racist.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Way more.
Yeah. Okay. Or like, what if I made you sing, but then I just kept taking money out to burn for warmth?
Oh my gosh.
Right? So we didn't freeze to death. Right?
Oh my gosh.
But also, if it was cold, right? I think that if any of us were stuck in a freezing cold place, right? Who's going to want to cuddle anyone else but Shem? Not
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that's facts. That's
not
facts.
Me. I'll go skin on skin with Shem to stay alive.
Oh my God.
I got no problem with that. Got that big old back. Right? Right? I got no problem with that.
Damn.
None. I'd sneak up the back of that hoodie of his, put my arms through too.
Yo.
Survival, okay. Baby.
You know what? Good to move on to the next question.
Yeah.
What do we got, Maria? One
All
more.
All right. Johnny says, what is your favorite room in your home?
Kitchen-ish? Because it's my kitchen and my living room are sort of the same thing.
So yeah.
Like, but I would say my kitchen. I'm happiest in the kitchen. For sure.
Maria?
My bedroom.
Your bedroom.
Yeah.
That's your sanctuary.
Yeah. I go in there and I just... Zen out.
Do you still have the no parents allowed sign on the front of your door or no?
I've never had a no parents.
Do you have a Maury?
Living room.
Shem?
Bedroom for sure. Oh, yeah? Excuse me.
Yeah.
Ross really wants to get stuck in a blackout with you now.
Yeah. And Ross is going to be coming over real soon.
Yeah, family room for me. Yeah. That's where we all hang out. Thank you. That was a round of amazing questions and comments. Thank you, everyone. Keep those DMs coming in. Any of the KISS social accounts, even Maria's own personal social account, at Maria, PAPADAKISS on Instagram. We go through them and we select a bunch to talk about on the show. Thank you for that, Maria.
Anytime.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com
or download the KISS 92.5 app.